What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Okay.
But you gotta put some umph into it.
I don't like this song.
No? It's honey cocaine.
Okay.
But wait, is
what's her name?
Coming
honey
right
honey cocaine?
I like that honey cocaine.
Crank that thing up, Steven. Hold on, dog.
He can't. He ain't trying to get in trouble by YouTube. Okay. Honey cocaine, don't get along with him. Check out a new album. It's really freaking dope.
Honey cocaine.
So we're streaming live with y'all right now. Hey. Y'all can talk with me. That's why they put
what's
this computer
happening?
In front of me.
Don't be afraid.
Right. You can just type whatever you want in that little box on YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, and then I'll be able to talk back to y'all.
Mm.
I'm going to try.
You can ask them questions, too.
Well, I'm going to ask y'all through this, because I ain't doing all that. You're going to have me fucked up. I ain't that technological. Joined in studio by the lovely Cornelia Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Nicolette Sensei, don't play Gauna.
What's happening?
Stefan, I am more fire. Wallace.
I just won my fantasy football league. Boom.
Holla, congrats. Where are we going? Because I'm don't you get money in there?
It's just a quick $1,000, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you got these New Year plans.
That's why I got this flight I just bought. I just bought me a flight.
Pack your winner, because it's chilly.
You know, we won't give no destinations other than FLI. All right, well, let's just get this over with so that we get the wedding chapel with Yandy and Mendices. Love them.
Cute.
I do. They're like Bonnie and Clyde, little Jay-Z, Beyonce.
And you can see how she was just so nervous. She was so nervous, like, sitting there, like, how am I going to say I don't want to do it here? Like, but she's like, I love him so much. And the way she said it, I mean, and the way he took it, I mean, it was amazing. We all need a man like him.
Well, you kind of had no choice. You just got the slammer. So I stuck with you while you were in the slammer. You know, you got to pretty much give me a wedding.
Yeah,
he has to. He has to. He was in jail.
And Yandy stopped the wedding because she wants 32 bridesmaids. At
wow,
her wedding.
That
wow.
is too many bridesmaids. Like, I'm trying to get down the aisle. Okay.
Yeah, but honestly, my wedding gonna be like that because all my female friends gonna.
I'm not gonna have 32. You really gonna have 32 bridesmaids?
Everybody's in it. You can't have everybody.
Well, that's fine. All my
a lot of females who will be like, what?
All my bridesmaids.
That's why you don't have any. I'm not having any. Because I have to. You can't pick and choose. People get jealous. They get bitter. That's true. Get mad and feelings get involved. Nope,
that's
none.
True. It's
gonna be me. I got time to be worried about these bras, what they looking like. That's my wedding.
Can I talk about my bridesmaids real quick?
Yeah,
how many
is
going to be? Five? I don't know. They're all going to be men, though.
Okay. You're going to have a gay wedding. I'm going to have all females.
Y'all just going to flip.
We really are.
All right. So.
But can I just say, Mendice, he said at the altar, he was like, well, you know, she deserves better.
So why did you even bring me
here?
Maybe he just wants to see if she was down. He was just in the class. He was just like, I just need to marry her.
I had to see if she was still loyal.
Yeah, he had the John Beer. Are you still down?
Folks? I feel like Carrie Bradshaw on my computer over in the corner. I'm like, hey, guys. All right, so Yandy meets up with Tara at the sex store, and they must have did a lot of filming down by Christopher Street, because I'm just looking like, is this the only place y'all be filming at? In the sex store, they're talking about Peter. It's so interesting, these conversations, because I do Real Housewives of Atlanta right before this. So, like, the conversations on that episode were very similar to this, as far as, like, Phaedra telling her kids about Apollo going to jail. And then tonight we get Tara not really feeling comfortable about, I mean, the facade that she's putting up of Peter, like, no, he still lives with us sometimes. And, like,
girl, I just need to make a comment, though. Yandy walked up in there like she was newlywed, though, and then the white gown, cream white gown. She was like, yes, hello. Almost got married.
She got that. She got it. He was beating it up. She had her vacation beat up.
Wait, who?
Yandy. When she came into the, she was like.
Into the chapel?
There is.
No, into the sex toy shop. She was like,
looking
sex
real
toys,
pregnant.
What?
Cornelia, you right there is an afterglow from the vacation. When you get the vacation beat up,
like
you be floating
like
for a couple
sound
days.
Of music. Like, well, why are you wearing that frock?
I mean, trust me, I was not saying. You know
I didn't know they made doilies that big.
I'm done with you.
She was happy.
She was happy. She was that happy. She almost got married.
All
right. But no, Tara should just tell. I don't understand the concept. I understand from her perspective what she thinks is going to happen. You protect the kids. You protect Peter's reputation. Don't tell him. However, the kids are going to feel betrayed because they have to find out some other way.
Yeah, but I think she's delusional in the sense that she's playing a game with herself. It ain't even about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of placeholding keeping his bed warm or whatever.
It's true.
And it's over.
That's nasty.
I need these women to throw with a baby in a belly. Nasty.
Ladies, you guys are supporting a man who, like, without even, I don't know if you actually realize what you're doing, but you guys are allowing this man to be the type of person he is because you keep giving him these beds.
But you know
so
why?
He never lives in one place because he's boop, 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 boop.
But you know why? Because one wants to have the upper hand than the other girl. They ain't gonna be cool, like y'all said. I try to make that happen, that they might be cool. But at this point, they're like, okay, who's gonna be the girl that's really gonna get him to stay? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they just playing these games, like, you know what? And that's why we see in the, you know, next episode, you know, them talking, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they're just trying to see who's going to really keep him in the bed.
He
you know
really
what
loves me more. No, he loves me more.
It's he like doesn't that, love either of y'all, okay?
It's like that. I don't want to.
How about love. Y'all love yourselves
well,
more?
Well, he don't love himself.
Yeah.
Peter is a grown man who does not love himself. That's why he's doing this. He is like a little boy. Mm-hmm. A little boy bops around from person to person. He's that paternal man in a relationship. He breaks away from one and goes to another and goes to another. And goes to another. Don't no grown man do that.
Nope.
Boys do that. Yep. Peter is a child. And they babysitting him.
They are babysitting and they love it. And
they like that.
It. He's going to always
be like
that.
He must have
like
a big thing too, because there ain't no, like, after all this struggle and strife, I'm still
no, I'm
looking
so
forward to. He must have a big thing.
I don't even care. That thing is probably disgusting. And
they
I have
like
no time
it.
For that thing.
It'd be both of those.
And he don't never strap it up.
And probably
you know
he short. Knocked down like 8 jump shots. What is he? He's 8'8"? Yeah,
probably looking like Rich Dollars. That's why they were so close.
Yeah, I feel like
okay.
It's short and fat.
Short and fat. He's got to know how to work it, at
nah,
least.
Nah, but it'd be those. It'd be
it's
those
the lingua.
That be having that. They'd be like, bloop, and then fall out the pants. It's always those ones like that. The slimy ones, man. Like,
it's the lingua.
Peter's
eating it up. Y'all don't know. He's got the slurpy lips.
He be eating butt.
Speaking of heifer number two, we got Amina and her sister. They're working on the new Black Butterfly album. That was so awkward seeing,
you know, her
another
twin.
Amina.
I know, so well, weird. I was so caught off guard, y'all, because when they were singing, I was like, oh Lord, here she comes again, like the and I was like, oh shit, who's this? And then I was like, oh, she didn't have the tattoo there, and I was tripping out. And then I was like, oh, her sister makes her kind of look cute, you know what I'm saying? Her sister got the like the better jeans. You know what I'm saying? No, they still look exactly the same, but she still got the.
It's just Erica's teeth. She sucked her. Not Erica. I mean, she sucked her thumb. That's what when you was. Suck your thumb, they start to do that whole
protrude and
play that like, front move.
But it made me like mean a little bit. Their like relationship and stuff like that.
I thought they both look really cute together.
But they both sing exactly the same, and it was tripping me out. I was like, oh hell, there's two of them. Oh shit.
Can we swap out Amina and bring her sister into the
cast? Can we please just read with some of these people in the chat room? Oh, y'all crack me up. All right. Jeremy Kennedy. Tara's fucking Peter. Her pussy is open for business. Don't pull it, bitch.
Yeah. Jeremy.
Caitlin Monroe. Whenever Tara says, for the kids, her eyes go blank.
I love it.
Tara isn't telling the kids because they are fucking. The bed is warm.
That's true, though.
Caitlin Monroe. Shut up because we were going to get to this. Big question, though. How is Peter affording a vacation?
Whoa.
Thank you. He over here talking about Ireland. No one's trying to go to Ireland. No,
Peter, I'm just going to call you Tyra.
Did he say Ireland?
Peter, you know when you book last minute cruises and they dock in your city, they be like 109 per person. Peter about to hop on a cruise from the port in Red Hook in Brooklyn, and that joker going to be 109 per person.
You know what? He said Ireland just because he knew he'd never get there. He was just like, Ireland.
You can get those trips to like Florida or even down to like Atlanta.
Out here in Long Beach, the cruise ship Carnival leaves, and it'd be like 109 per person.
Hawaii, 999. Really?
Yeah, like a 3-day, 4-day cruise.
I didn't know that.
They go to Panama City in Georgia.
When I lived in New York, you could get that $299 trip to London. I was like,
Peter, go hop on that Carnival cruise.
They just
cruise with
telling
the
thoughts to fly on over. Hey, you want a career? Just come on over. Tyra said, Peter is the OG thought, the original Masika.
Aw.
And then Alicia Johnson talking about Peter's has his own love pentagon.
He does, though. He does, actually.
Peter can't afford it.
He's got a pentagon that we can see, though, at least.
Yes.
This Black Butterfly thing, I'm just looking at this like, yo, you only had like one single back in the day. I mean, yeah, 2 to 3, because they had that one with Fabulous.
I will say this,
what
though.
What was it called, though?
If Amina wouldn't have set herself up to be this person on TV that's kind of dumb, and the fact that her sister looks just like
her,
her sister could have came out here and they could have used this as a springboard and they could have really got some music popping. Mm-hmm. But now that everybody thinks Amina is this stupid little girl,
homewrecker,
that's done. Yeah. But they could have totally saw that, because when I saw her sister, I was like, oh shoot, that's how they always looked.
They could run that game.
They could have ran
the twins and the voices and the whole thing.
Not but you're a butterfly, but you're looking like a moth.
It with kills Peter me. Gunks. I'm so sick of girls saying, making statements like, so her sister says, yeah, you know, I noticed he ain't been by the house. We ain't even met him. You know, what's up with Peter? And she said, oh, that happens a lot. What does that mean about your baby's daddy? That happens a lot, that he's never around?
No, I'm sitting here like, how is this conversation even happening right now?
She's 70.
How are you boldly telling your sister, like,
yeah.
But then, I mean, we've seen it twice tonight, because we ain't going to get to Diamond Strawberry yet.
That's all another thing.
The damn icing on all of the motherfuckers. The reason why this show needs to be off the air is because they let a fan of Love and Hip Hop be on the show. Y'all.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Amina, what were you, Stefan? What is your?
Sorry,
because she was telling her sister.
Oh, she said that because she accepted it.
Right.
She accepted her life. Yeah. So when she was like, he does it often. When you feel comfortable enough to tell your family members that your man ain't shit.
Yeah,
you accepted it.
Mm-hmm. She's pregnant by him,
and
like,
you wallow in it.
Best
like,
believe
it.
Yeah.
She's living in that space.
You got me fucked up.
Yep, and she knows he doesn't come home, so she's fine with it. It hurts her, but she doesn't have anywhere else to go.
But poor thing, she's stressing, and this baby is getting smaller and smaller. If I was her, I just can't even imagine having that stress. Ooh, honey.
Her sisters, where the family lives?
Germany.
Pregnant.
She can go to Germany and blow up.
She really should. No? She should go back to Germany with her family and have the kids with them.
From what I remember, Black Butterfly had like a thing out here back in the day, and then they all went back to Germany, and then the third sister, because Black Butterfly is three of them.
Okay.
And I want to say that they're triplets. The third sister can't get over here, or she's not trying to be a part of the group anymore, so it's just the two sisters, and then... But I think Amina is living here, and the other sister's trying to come up over here.
Got it.
Well, they could have had a chance if Amina wasn't so stupid. And they low-key could still save themselves, but Amina has to separate and break from Peter and use this whole woman scorn thing.
She needed to remove the heart off her throat so no one knows who she is. You got to remove the damn
Yamaha
on the side of the...
And she got to take some of those classes for self-respect, you know, where they say, you are important, you are special. Seriously? You know, she need one of them classes. Because she, I don't know.
Well... what I'm more confused about is the fact that Amina is now friends with Erica Mena.
I mean, I love it. They need something. They need somebody. And I'm like, okay.
Can't nobody
I'm
be
fine.
Erica's
I'm
friend.
Not, because, I mean, right. But, you know, Erica's not being like 100%. But, I mean, Amina needs somebody
to okay,
damn.
But the thing is that's Amina all, is out here. Find? Amina is out here and really Erica? Believing like, oh, my God.
She does, right? I mean,
this
and that's
girl
okay.
really just gave me a baby shower. Like,
I mean, it's
bitch,
better
she
than
doesn't
what
care
Peter's
about your baby
her.
Shower. No,
I mean,
bitch. Erica's doing this for time. Amina's gonna try and build a friendship off this, and then Erica gonna have her out here just selling who knows what with her damn coochie. Like, girl, you don't need to worry about that. Like, both of them gonna just be up here lisping back and forth.
Let
with
me introduce
each other,
you
like,
to this dude and to this dude. Yeah,
I can't
because Erica is a prostitute. She is, dog.
I mean, it, like, she's really
she
trying
sells to deny
it to
get
it,
what
she,
to
like...
get where she's got to be.
Erica, Amina, and Masika. I need the three of them. We need like a triple group for them.
No, just, oh, you want to make
they'd be called Thoughtful Adventures.
But no, Amina really don't belong because Amina isn't. Amina's too
don't put
slow
Amina
for that group.
Yeah, yeah. She,
the
Amina's
other two be
that.
On it like they're too quick and they're too.
No,
like,
bitch. There's always a Michelle in the group.
That's true. She is.
Don't get stop it, Destiny's Child.
We'll give Erica
children.
Destiny's Child. That's the nicest compliment I done ever gave Erica Mania. Mm-hmm. She can be Beyonce. Mm.
Hey, really Erica's fine though. Listen, we gotta keep it real. God bless her. She's a very, very attractive woman.
Okay.
And she uses that to her full advantage. She is.
No, you can go jerk off to that later tonight. But so we're going to talk about when they sat down at the dinner table with Peter and Amina and Erica and Sin. So Erica has this connection.
You know,
I just have, like,
really
this connection.
Have this connection with her.
You know, and like, Peter, I really like, you know, I know we had our thing, but like... I don't know when it is. So did y'all have sex? Like, I'm wondering, Erica, did you eat the box out one day?
Yeah.
Because we know how you be doing. And she wants to throw this baby shower. And I'm just looking like...
I just don't know what the... Because if Erica says that or volunteers...
Is this Nene's wedding?
I mean, you knew Peter like, wasn't going to throw her no baby shower.
But
well, it's not his job. It's your homegirl's job to do it.
Right.
However, so Erica, you going to be at home with a hot glue gun and crabs from Michael's and Joanne Fabric. And
you really
going to
be putting together these things, these giveaways? You're going to put together the diaper game. You're going to do the toilet paper thing and the damn thing with the laundry clips.
You know
she'll do anything for
she
TV.
Make a diaper cake.
That's what I'm saying. What's the opportunity?
Because like,
she's an opportunist. So if she volunteered
TV.
This,
she will make
what
sure.
Is the, what's the advantage
she's
for Erica?
She's going to get pregnant by Bow Wow. And is that already a rumor? It might be. I don't know. Is it?
She wouldn't have Bow Wow's baby, would she?
She wouldn't.
What?
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Okay.
She already got this one girl. Kid that nobody ever seen.
We ain't never seen.
I'm happy that she keeps her kid out of
anything.
I'm actually that
he'd
is
probably
one
be
thing.
Like, Mom, don't include me.
Well, I hope so. Whatever the situation is, I can say one thing about Erica that I can respect her for is that her kid never gets brought into.
And she never talks about her kid either.
Yeah. So,
then the kid doesn't exist.
I mean,
is she now? She's diamond. She's diamond strawberry.
No, the way
mommy's
gotta diamond
go.
Strawberry is doing is a whole different story.
Mommy's gotta go.
That's in the end, yeah.
Mommy will be back.
So Amina is doing her photo shoot, pregnant and all, like
by herself, just like.
I know. I think it's special when people do things like that. Her damn keyboard on the side of her turned to a grand piano, though. That's why you don't ever get tattoos like that.
It's like the piano in Big with Tom Hanks was on it in the Toy Story.
As she finishes the photo shoot, Peter shows up late at the end, and he's mad that he's not in the picture.
That's why.
Typical.
No, he's not.
That's why he beats them.
He wore a t-shirt and jeans
he's
to the photo shoot.
And was like, I'm ready.
He's
ready
not upset. Y'all know that Peter did not want to be in those photos.
No.
He don't want nobody seeing him in a maternity shoot with Amina.
Nope.
So she says, babe, why are you late?
babe, you know, I'm on my hustle. I got to make these moves. You know, I'm spreading myself too thin. You know, I got something special planned for you on Thursday. These are literally, like, there's a handbook out there for, like, things scrubs say. Like, things whack-ass dudes say. I'm on my hustle. I got to make these moves. I'm spreading myself out too thin.
I'm trying to support my kids.
Where? Because we still haven't upgraded.
Where the money at?
Yo, that is the truth. He literally regurgitates
the fact that he says hustle. Exact... like when you feel like you have the need to say hustle
at your age, you
like,
should have a career. Can just,
you know what the thing is if they knew you hustled, you wouldn't have to say you were hustling. Yeah. They could just see it themselves that you hustling. The fact that you have to explain that you out here hustling, you ain't hustling shit. Sorry.
So you're saying if you saying you hustling, you really ain't hustling.
But pretty you much, gotta see it. Unless if you really hustling, then we gonna see it.
Peter Guns
gonna
is 50.
Be calling you the boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter's 50. He from the era where you be like, I'm out here hustling. Like, he's from that generation where you talk to your boys about what you're doing out here in the streets.
And by hustling,
he's
that means
50.
He ran the metro, the L line to Queens with
and
a,
sleeping on the couch
with an ounce of something on him
to third baby mama's house because I had to. I'm hustling.
Hope his tap card's strong.
And she, you know, she said she had $20 for
his
me.
Tap card.
Hope flesh is strong. At least the money has to go somewhere. Traveling all these kids. So.
Shit. So he has some special plan for her on Thursday. Thirsty, I was going to say, because the bitch was like, oh, I don't care that you're late. You have something planned for me? You know,
no,
look at my
like,
body. Like,
no, she's like, don't be late because I don't want to, you know, wait for you. Poor thing is
Peter,
sitting there
don't have me,
waiting
don't
for her.
Again. Don't, if you have to tell your man.
That's fucking sad.
Don't stand me up again. That's too many times.
If you have to tell your man, if you
pregnant.
Have to tell
and
your man,
your baby
why baby. Are you late for our family photo shoot? If you have to tell your husband.
The fact that he didn't help her to the photo shoot, the fact that he didn't even help her to the photo shoot and be like, baby, let me carry your bags because
right,
you're
pregnant. I'm worried
let
about
me take you to this photo shoot. What are you going to wear? Okay, this, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you had to come later when she was already in the middle of the photo shoot, like, I'm done.
Well, Peter has done 7 of these photo shoots, y'all. So he has a he's done these 7 times.
I highly
so
doubt
he's
that
over.
Sears. Well, he
remember those?
Yeah. So Thursday comes, and Amina's sitting there with her 2 cold iced coffees.
That is so freaking sad. First of all,
how do you stand your impregnated wife up?
And first of all, why is she meeting you at lunch? Why didn't you guys just go together? Like.
He never
she
comes
always
home.
Meeting you like she
home.
That's just sad.
He never comes home, so she home. Just has and to you, see him out in the streets.
And you bought his iced coffee on top
because she knew that he didn't have
this $3.75. I just felt so bad for her.
He got it. I got it, baby. Don't worry about it. I got your $3.75 coffee.
He damn. Don't feel bad for her.
Where are we going
I don't
to
feel bad for her.
I got money on my card.
Because she signed up for this. When you marry a man, you marrying him and who he is. He's
I
not going to change because you're pregnant, or he's not going to change because you married him.
Means
Peter
you
was a dirtbag from the start. He's been dogging her out from the beginning.
I know.
I'm tripping out
it's
that
on
they're
her.
Married.
Though, guys. I have feelings.
Nicolette, you and Elizabeth Mepipsi, I don't know how to say your name, she said, Amina is a tragic. I actually want to start a GoFund for me for that girl.
Seriously, like...
Well, because it's because she's super sweet and super cute, and you can tell her
no,
heart's
pure. No, it's not because of that. It's just like, damn, like, she pregnant. Like, that's why it's sad. Like,
Alicia Johnson says, Peter looks like Mucinex DM.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually, if you
he
really
looked like a bald Furby. Oh, my God, he really do be, though.
He did look like a bald Furby.
Love Forever was saying, Peter looks like a foot fungus, and I really want him to get a vasectomy.
Aww. Oh, he does goodness. Need to get the snip.
And he needs to wash them feet.
He does.
So while she's stood up at this coffee situation, he's like around the corner with Tara eating with his kids.
Not
I
even
can't.
Thinking about Amina, like not even thinking they had lunch, not even thinking nothing, like talking about a whole nother situation, talking about
let's
I'm going to take your family on
kids.
A trip. Like, don't you remember you're supposed
girl.
Because no, he was
mess.
That was all smoke and mirrors and bullshit when he said, yo, I got something planned on Thursday. He made that up. He thought he was brilliant in that moment. Yeah. He was like, she bought that, boy. I got her. He, you know, he got a little something later on and was like, we good. Forgot.
No,
it's gone from his mind.
It is.
Bye.
He was having spaghetti.
Yep.
Spaghetti.
Twirling it.
He was having the time of his life, like, oh, this is the best meal ever. Like, Tara can afford this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. She the breadwinner right now. Let me get
I don't
this
have to go to Starbucks.
Right. Like, let me eat here real quick.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it be when you ain't got no dough, though. You like, let me, I'm gonna go out with the girl and be paying for the good stuff.
Mind you, you guys, the kids don't even
This is not. See, you trying to bring that here.
No, I just thought you was relating.
I'm not relating. I'm trying to explain to y'all.
He was giving us the position. Tips.
What
would you just don't be adjusting.
He got his bracelet on.
That's right. I ain't relating at all. But I'm letting you know that's how it is, though. I see what Peter's doing. He ain't going to Starbucks. He wanted to. Right. Italian joint.
Right. The Mastros.
Well, the little boy knew exactly who Amina was, so she came around the corner. He was like, it's her, Dad! And then
the girl you told me to watch out for, Daddy, she showed up.
Like her! My stepmom.
Keep an eye out, son.
And I'm just looking at Amina like, girl, you creeping around these streets like... I saw your car parked across the street.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to roll up on them. If I see your car, I'm rolling up.
Oh, best believe.
If I see your car, I'm rolling up.
That's when I feel sorry for
you. Oh,
yeah, but
eating.
With the kids, it's so weird.
Oh, well.
Exactly. With the kid in your stomach, it's weird.
With the kid out there, like, earmuffs. What you doing?
Right.
There's a baby in her belly. And she has to go around and find his car.
That's great.
This is her husband.
This is bitches' real lives. Bitches be doing this.
But no, and but it was strategically right near the area. You of know I'm going to drop that dime. Like, girl, you better go around the corner.
I think he's down there.
That's right. Where they filming over there.
Ain't that Peter's car?
You yep.
As a man, why don't you hop out the production, ma'am, and go talk to them, bro? So, Sin and Erica. Sin has a clothing line called Her, I guess.
Wait, man, you don't just jump into Sin and Erica.
We are.
Let's take a.
Isn't that what most people do?
Yep. He needs to take a breath because he over here.
Sin's worried about this blonde chick on Instagram.
With Erica.
And for quick, I thought like Erica was like fucking around with some hot blonde chick, and then I realized, oh, she's talking about Chrissy. She said, "Why is she attacking you? It's very rare that people attack you out of nowhere, and this is true."
Mm-hmm. Attack Erica Mena?
Erica
always gets attacked.
Yeah.
Because she's Erica Mena. Because of the things Erica Mena has done is right. Why she gets attacked.
So wait.
It's not like people are just coming out the gate like, hey, look at this girl on TV. Yeah, okay, right. Fuck that slut. No, I'm not sitting up here saying these things about Erica Mena because I'm saying because of what is being portrayed on television.
Right. Yeah.
So, she said, you know, like if that was the case, you know, Erica should have felt comfortable being like, oh, she's some hating ass bitch or whatever. Erica just kept saying, I don't know.
She really was like,
I don't know. I don't have time for these bitches.
Like, she kept on smiling. Like, it was just like, she really does not want to admit it. Like,
because Erica is a dude and she runs that game out. Like dudes do.
She really is a dude, though.
She be laughing that off, not saying too much because she don't want to incriminate. She don't want to make the conversation go longer because that's when you make mistakes. She's
poor
a dude.
Sin is getting she's played.
A dude. Well, Sin had a little other situation with her later. We see she gets videos and pics of Erica with some girl.
Erica.
And she goes up to her and she was like, who is this girl? What's this girl? She was like, oh, hon, that's just Jess.
Just
kissing in the
my mouth. Girl, one of my girlfriends just went through this with her boyfriend, and like the videos were on Snapchat. That's why y'all think Snapchat ain't gonna get nowhere, but yep.
And
my friend's friend and recorded the Snapchat, sent them to her, showed her the videos of whatnot, and he was really like, oh, that's just what. Her hand just was in your pants.
Hey.
Unbuckling your belt.
Hey.
Your seatbelt. These kids.
Youngsters, I can't, right? You youngsters.
So that's just Jess. I was just embracing a friend, you know? And when I'm out at these clubs, I'm a rock star. Comes with the package.
No, you're a whore.
I mean, the package was a pack of Trojan condoms, then maybe, but I mean. She says, you don't ride for me. Erica says, you're blowing this up. And Sin says, no, bitch, love and trust are two totally different things. I love you, but
respect,
but I don't respect you. And again, Real Housewives of Atlanta, little Miss Phaedra had a nice little nugget of wisdom on her episode. She said, honey, love is a verb, not a noun.
That's true. Okay, I didn't get that, though.
Let me... I love that.
You don't need to be discussing
that. Means we have to show it. Don't say it.
Oh, okay.
I love that in the midst of this back and forth, the wonderful Erica, who is a dude, by the way, if you notice, there's a quick moment where she grabs Sin's face and she goes, "Ma, ma." Yo, she. That's what dudes do!
Yeah, for real. Listen.
And then she said this. I quote. This is a dude quote. "What would make Sin happy?" That's how you get through it, baby.
You when know you want to get through
it,
way?
That's how you do it.
She's this way because she didn't got that game run on her for
since
years.
She was 14, yeah. Probably.
So now she's finally getting to use it.
She don't
it's
give
back
a
full
fuck.
Circle.
She, be doing
she
her,
said, "What,
honey.
What, wait a minute, what would yeah. make Sin happy?" When you go to that tone and you ask about them, you're
she
winning.
Said, "I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you feel secure." That you. Is about you, girl. Mm.
Jeremy Kennedy says, "I'm so tired of this fake lesbian relationship. That's your fucking cousin. You're kissing your cousin, bitch."
I mean, honestly.
Elizabeth says, "Erica admitted to sleeping with 324 men."
Did she really?
And I want to know where you got that from. This is allegedly. Why not just admit she was an escort? Would it make any difference? Everyone with him, that 324.
Now everybody's like, 324 men?
Y'all was laughing when I said she was a prostitute earlier. Now really it's making say that, sense. Guys?
I want to know. I want to see the receipts.
I mean, I'll right.
So then we get on the flip side of this, Chrissy with Rashida at Rashida's shoe party. Rashida made an appearance. Look. Cuter than last season with the Ronald McDonald.
Right.
Yep.
So apparently Chrissy and Rashida go way back.
I'm sure.
All of a sudden.
One of those, you yeah. know, remember that conversation we had at Starbucks?
They probably hustled bitches together. Both
I
of them
see that.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Rashida had a pack of thoughts.
I've had a pack. They all just was in the back like... We are loving hip-hop. Oh,
it was like a very thoughtful event.
It was
that, wait,
a very
you guys,
thoughtful
go
event.
Back to that scene. And the scene where Rashida says hi to Erica. Just rewind it to the bitch in the gray sweatsuit.
She was dancing like there was 100 boys up in that club. And she was about to get her a rich man, honey.
In that, in baby fat, 19,
well, that's
2003.
What I'm saying, but she was dancing her heart out. Like,
you know, it's apple bottom.
Honey, baby fat. Juicy couture.
I don't even know if that was a club. That was like a random
would.
Bar they had, like the side.
Now,
like a side
I mean,
bar.
I'll wear that at home and be real cute, but not at the club. Okay?
That's wild.
I have
looking
my
like the mom from Mean Girls. Like, calm okay. down, girl. So, anyways, Chrissy it was too excited to talk about her man. Talking about,
oh, you know, no one would ever expect, you know, the club papa like me to be up cooking in the sheets. And you know, my man loves it. Like,
he
your man's
me,
still
he
married.
Gets me.
You know when older women get a man, no, you know. She's probably been single for years. And now she's like, girl, I got a man. You know, it's always that one they say everything they lead in with having a man. She's happy. Let her have her little man. She getting her some in the sheets.
I kind of feel like it's the same thing that we talked about earlier with Peter saying, you know, I'm out here hustling.
Exactly.
I think when somebody is that excited, that overexcited.
That
dude ain't even there no more. He right. probably gone somewhere.
Oh yeah, he don't be coming home at night. No. He be doing his own thing, or he might be there, but he's talking to another girl.
Yeah, you know, I'm in there cooking and I'm cleaning. No,
she really be cooking and cleaning. Now, if he comes and eats the food, that's the question. But she really be in there cooking.
Oh, you know he's eating the food. She be in there if he stays.
Right, if he says
if
after,
you know,
he eat the food.
Paying attention
gotta
to
get
you.
To the studio.
Right.
Working on this new track.
Working on this
goodbye.
New track. Hair track. Hair track.
Track. So Sin shows up. She wants to talk to Chrissy. Chrissy basically, I fuck with Sin. I like Sin.
Yeah,
and this was
gangsta.
Just a real cool moment to where if Erica tried to do something like this, she would have popped off at some sort. But Sin had the normal conversation. She said that she's known Erica since she was 17 and that she was her escort. Sin starts getting emotional. And then even when, Chrissy started to shade her vocals.
Her
Sin was like, okay, do that with your friends because I ain't trying to hear all that.
Yeah.
Which that was cute. And I then she it. Stepped out. Well, then we get to the real thoughtful event. Oh, so that was at the shoe party. We get to the thoughtful event where fucking Amber Rose's auntie showed up.
Okay.
Amber's auntie.
Looking like Brigitte Nielsen from
Gone Wrong.
Rocky back in the day.
Rocky
she
Snatch
had the,
Along.
She had the slick back.
Looking like Angelica Houston from the what's it called? Witches at the end when she pulls her hair up.
Honey.
be having these references.
And I'm just so over Rashida. Like, why would she really want to make these two really talk? Like, this was just so set up. Like, I cannot stand when girls really try to be like, y'all just need to talk. Like,
stop.
Why do you care?
Why do you
why
care
do you even
at all?
Care?
Why do you care? Because she wants an extra storyline.
Girl, yeah. Bye.
She's like, I would have
don't
said.
Don't let me talk to some guy. I don't want to talk
like,
to you.
I'm like, shut up.
Rashida.
I would have said, why do you feel this way about me? No, you wouldn't. No. You'd have been like, bitch.
Right, we've seen how you tried to act
right.
So Chrissy walks up to Erica down there, and she walks up over to her, and she said, well, she threatened to come to my house. Ain't nobody seen you in my neighborhood.
With that freaking dinosaur.
dinosaur
necklace, like, coming out the, like.
I mean, first of all.
Yeah, I knew it was
I mean,
sassy
that me. Whole thing. Like,
I like the sassy mouth on Chrissy.
Me too.
But I just didn't think she backed it up.
I just couldn't tell if she was balding in certain spots.
You know what,
her hair
y'all,
was shaved or
after,
like it was just blonde.
After
blonde.
She
and
tried
when you
to boss
the slick back,
up.
The bottom
after,
piece, your kitchen right here got to be done.
Y'all,
too.
I was done with her after she. After she tried to boss up, and then she walked into that minivan.
Looking like a pantry.
The Honda minivan, y'all.
Oh, she had, that was
she
a
had
van.
Me done.
She was in a dollar cab.
Girl.
She had me done after that. I'm sorry. Don't boss up and then say you to shit, and then you go into a Honda minivan. Like,
girl,
it could have at least been a Honda
man.
Regular car.
That was
like,
production.
That was a dollar cab.
They could have at least had a white
down,
van or something. You got
Flatbush Avenue.
Everything I've said about her is correct.
It's got the sliding doors on the right, though, don't it? Didn't it have, like, the rollback doors?
And it wasn't even electric. It said...
I just really think it was production.
The dollar cab be hella reliable.
Because
the streets is bad in Brooklyn. You can't get the train station. The dollar cab be up and down that street.
You could at least take a cab before the van. I'm sorry. You ain't backing nothing up. Like, Erica ain't backing up, you ain't backing up nothing. Right. There,
I was lost in Brooklyn, got picked up in like a 500 Benz by this African dude with no gas. The gas light was on.
That's weird.
I was like, man,
was
I'm about to get killed, dog. I thought I was going to get killed, man. He took me to the house, though. You know, it was great. My house. My house.
I was like, all right. So Erica gets ready to leave because she don't want to disrespect her elders. Chrissy gets her walker and starts walking over towards Erica like
you
want
to say something?
She was stewing.
Reach her.
She was stewing. She was over there waiting like
it was just
she was like really
Ursula,
walking like
let me take your voice, bitch.
She tried to pull her down. I thought she really knocked her down based on the previews, but she didn't. She didn't get one.
Oh, she did. She pulled her hair, honey.
Yeah, barely.
Pulled her hair and then pulled her down because she pulled it too hard.
Erica threw a drink at her.
Erica caught her with like the overhand drink.
And Erica
throw.
Was not scared. She said, boom, goodbye.
She has experience fighting.
Right.
It's them 6-inch heels
I'd
had Erica fall.
Her,
I would have helped you up there.
I'm not fighting Chrissy.
I would have helped you.
You got this, boo.
But then after that, she really didn't look like she could back to that fight.
With nothing. All right, well, let's do it. Here we go. Diamond and damn Cisco.
Just the names alone.
No, I don't. It makes me not want to talk about
right.
Diamond and Cisco. Like, we're watching
you know
a
what?
Bad
porn.
Yeah. There's everything wrong with this situation. The fact that she never talks about her daughter.
Ever.
The fact
2 years.
That her mother was like, she wasn't even there for probably a day. Her mom was like, I'm coming out there. And basically ripped her to shreds and was like, you need to just come home.
She's 12.
Yeah. How does
this is where I'm worried about this girl because I'm looking like, why did we let her on this show?
Yeah.
How did she get allowed on this show? Yeah. Like, Mona, you're not watching this out of everybody that you be. You know what I mean? Peter's old enough to know. This girl clearly does not know
anything.
What she's doing in life. Like, this girl, first of all, she done went across the damn United States to be with this man that don't even know anything about her life, really. And she don't know anything about his life. You don't know where he lives. Rule number one to knowing when a man ain't really fucking with you, if he don't have you come over his house.
You grown and you still having sex in the car. Not because you
you're
not
like trying
it
to be
right
freaky,
now. You're trying to be freaky and spice things up in the relationship. No. That's where y'all be doing it. And you're an adult.
Yeah.
Girl, get out that car.
You're calling your daughter a dog.
Wow. She called my Lisa a dog.
I can't.
Like, really? You called your daughter a dog out here? How old is Diamond Strawberry? Is she 16?
I don't know. That's
somewhere around there.
Y'all in the chat room, can y'all find out how old Diamond is?
You know what?
We're not even going to discuss that she named her daughter My Lisa. Like, M-Y Lisa.
And be thinking, My Lisa Frank.
Miley
Cyrus. Like, I'm going to come at her kid. You know what I mean?
Not yours, Lisa.
Not yours,
mine. So, not only that, but the other thing is when you move half, when you move across the country to be with your man and he puts you up with another girl.
Like, who are you?
Yeah,
and why did my boo put you up and now I'm with you?
No, no, like, this is where I keep all my, this is where everybody
this is what we call the
that,
nest.
That, just
he really?
It's a harem.
Yes.
And it's just sick.
Diamond
that, like,
is 22.
It's sick.
Seriously?
I was about to say that, 22.
Six, Karen. No, one. But. So
she was young. Look at with that Instagram dress that we saw at the end.
Honey, she got that on Melrose. Dress. She got that on Melrose. At all those stores that be trying to price up Stancy Alley clothes.
So then Diamond's mom shows up and she says, so wait, you haven't been to his place? How are you making money? How are you living? What is the plan? This is my favorite moment in love and hip hop on actually on like any reality show.
Yeah.
Because it was the realest shit.
Yes.
This is what my mom would have done if she ever came on a show and was like, what the fuck? Like, we ain't acting up here. Like, what's going on with your life?
She read her entire book.
But I wish she was a little stronger than that. Like, you left your daughter.
Yeah.
To come over here. You don't have a job. You don't have a plan. Who's supporting you? Father's not. I'm not. Like, you moved over here for dick.
Yeah.
She did.
You moved across the country for dick. Not for love, not for a relationship, because if that was the case, he would know that you have a daughter, and that's what y'all would be working on for the goal. But that's not what the case is. You want to be up in, damn, the dick octagon with Cisco and his hoes up in the nest and the birds.
I love the mom,
but, say it.
But I just want to say, Cornelia, I think the mom also equally has done this in her life.
What?
Why?
Flew across because of her and Daryl?
Absolutely.
But let's back it up though. That's different because her and Daryl were at least married at some point.
We think.
But who is Daryl?
Her last name,
Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry,
daddy.
Her daddy.
Yeah.
But even if she did it, I mean,
mama
like daughter.
She
as my
it.
Mother, why can't you support me?
But let's not say that because just because you were a baseball dude don't mean that
don't
you
mean.
Flew across
That's
whatever. Because baseball
true.
Dudes really do be wiping up their
but
wives.
But Daryl did have them hoes, though.
He did.
So I'm just saying.
He did have them.
When I get on track, I will go. I will and get everything together. I'll get my daughter.
I'll send for
it's
her.
Just so
she
sad.
Said I'll send for
That's
her.
Really sad.
It's
I'll send
really
for
sad.
Because poor my Lisa.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you really out in these streets, and now it's on camera. Like, you know what I mean? Like, be thirsty, be whatever you want with a man. You know what I mean? If you want to have a crush
your
and whatnot.
Personal
you know what I mean? Like, drink your Sprite in your own little corner, in your own little bed. But you are on national television, like.
Looking nuts.
We're going to be a family!
She
Yo.
Did say that. Like,
and that's the thing.
Whoa.
You called her a fan.
Whoa.
She went crazy.
You Whoa. Called her a fan of the show, Jesse. That's when she was posturing as how she felt the show should go. She's like, this is the point right now where I... Because she stood up for no reason.
She did.
She stood up all early and weird. And then we're going to be a family yelling that. She's posturing for the show. She's a fan.
She was like, and you're going to accept my daughter, and then we're all going to be one big happy family. Like,
girls who talk like that typically
psycho,
try to kill you next.
Psycho.
Yeah. They're going to try
psycho.
To kill you.
I know they try to fake hurt themselves.
It's like pills they never popped one, but they're just all on the floor. It's like, did you overdose? Because they're all on the floor.
And then he's trying to say that she's lying, and she's like, I am not lying about my daughter.
But you called her a dog.
First of all, just the fact that you're at a public place and you're standing up screaming, why don't I know where you stay? I'm tired of fucking in the car. You saw that white man behind you.
He did. He was like,
And then the other table, I love watching the background people. The other table, they were like, I want to get this paycheck. What he just
They're
said?
Never
they
coming back
like,
to their
they
restaurant.
They were just looking straight.
They're like,
don't,
we're never
don't look,
coming
don't look,
back
don't look,
here.
Don't
That's
don't
why
look,
they put them on the sidewalk.
For real.
But then he
they
kicked
were
that table
on
over?
The sidewalk. They were not even on the other side.
With his
can't
champion
we
sweater.
Yeah, can't we address that he kicked the table over with
no,
that
not the champion
with
sweater,
the champion
v.
sweatshirt and those tennis shoes? Like, sir,
the
you're not going to be talking to me dressed
sweater.
Like this. You
and
can't
then,
talk to me dressed like
Cisco.
This.
I mean, but look how she dressed.
Right.
Two peas in a motherfucking pod.
She was dressing like she was going to the club. Like,
hey, sir, he got that shirt from the outlet mall. That's what it looked like.
The under 18 club.
She got to keep the...
I don't know. Champion sweatpants, sweatshirt, they be real comfy.
She got to keep the get them girl skirt on, though, in case, you know, some car activity needs to go down.
Enough of this situation.
She got to be ready.
So, hear me out.
Yes.
Once you know you're going to come over all the time... You know, once you know where I live, then you're going to want to come over all the time.
He sounds insane.
And then, you know, once you want to come over all the time, he was almost going to say, you're going to start popping up.
Right. Like, and I might have a bitch there. Right. And
or
like,
my wife. Or my wife.
And I can't have you leaving the back cave.
He was talking to Jennifer from basketball wise, but why would she date him? Did you see his outfit, though?
Actually, that's the second, you're the second person
yeah,
that I heard.
The first time.
Was it you?
Yeah.
So then
someone
you
added us at it, yeah.
T-T-T.
Not with that outfit, though. Like, I don't...
So, then you're going to want to move in. Well, wasn't that the point of her moving to New York?
Right, and
who are these people?
And the fact that he's like, I've been hurt. Like, I don't trust anyone. Like, shut up.
Well, he's reading the same manual as Peter Guns.
Like, goodbye.
There's certain things that,
like,
that whack dudes say that gets over on girls.
Yeah, but like, shout out to Simmons. Didn't Cisco say they have a don't ask, don't tell policy? If he didn't ask about the baby, she didn't have to tell.
Ooh.
Although he did ask, and she said it was her dog.
He said, man, I got trust issues. Trust issues is the easiest way to keep a girl baited without actually making a commitment.
But I will never believe that a man has trust issues. Like, that's what bitches be saying, okay? Like, let's
I
be real.
You I do you believe in trust issues. I've met, I mean, all my exes had, well, they have daddy issues, which cause trust issues, which cause a whole bunch of other issues, but they all stem from some sort of...
I don't know. Unless they like a really nice boy, but players like that, trust issues.
But there's a reason why they're players like
you
that.
You can say you got trust issues till you're about 29 as a man, and after that, if you're not an adult enough to work them out, then you just a loser. Like, come on. Oh, you 29 and you still
real,
got trust
that is some
issues.
Real shit, right there.
You ain't seeked help or read no book to get over it.
Right.
Then you just raggedy.
Get it together.
After that, you're just raggedy. Yeah, like you still got trust issues. You 38. Like, don't you really got trust issues? These women are like, get sir.
Trust issues. I can't let you even see where I live.
Young man,
I can't let you
this
even
is
see.
Not enough.
These hoes, they just ain't loyal.
Like,
would you expect a hoe to be loyal? That's my question. Can't trust thoughts. Like, all these songs out today are about not trusting whores, and it's like, well, stop fucking them.
Right.
Ugh. Like, she's a whore. Why wouldn't you think she has something? You wrap it up.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
I like that he's got the interesting contrast when he says, I just want us to go about it the right way. What is that?
He don't know.
Yeah, it's this ain't sublime the wrong
the
way.
The right way by putting her up with another girl that you've probably fucked.
Going about it the right way means you can't see where I live.
But this was the best part.
That's exactly what it means.
This is why I love Love and Hip Hop, because it is just like they could make a class and put this in college, and this you learn so much from this show. Like, bitch, here's what not to do in your life. If you think you're getting fucked over in life, these are everything that they say. Because Cisco, then once she told him about the kid, bitch,
that was his way out.
You done put all the bullets in the rifle, done spun it, handed it over to him. He was like, "You lied to me. I told you I have trust issues."
You lose because
guess what, Diamond? You ain't smart enough to know how to flip it over. Instead, what did you do? You got ratch. You stood up. You made a big scene in front of all the damn people there, and you look crazy.
You're canceled.
Like, he just watched
New Jack City.
2 hours before he had the meeting. Sir, you are not needing no ground. Knock it off, dude, with those shoes.
What are you capable of canceling? Other than your internet,
though.
Like, get your fucking
Somebody
life.
Canceled his wardrobe allowance because you just see that top.
What does he do again? He's a producer?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He produces people.
Everybody, I produce. I'm in the studio right now.
Bitch, Diamond went, got up crying over in the damn corner. I was waiting for Chrissy to just like pop up and be like, hey, baby girl.
Hey.
Feeling low?
You need some money?
Her voice gets deeper. Hey.
You know, allegedly I used to be a madam.
Yeah.
You know, but I know some people that might be able to help you out. Get in
so
the car over there
creepy.
With my boy Peter.
She's like, hop in a dollar cab with me right quick.
Hop in the van.
Slot over, Peter.
See that van across the street?
The silver one. The Honda.
Slide over, cool, Rashida.
The Odyssey. What is it?
She got five of Rashida. I got one, Rashida.
Chrissy pimping out Peter, too. I know. Peter, you gonna use that dick. You want this check.
Ooh, that slimy. Ugh.
On that note, let's head to predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh.
Who are y'all calling Simba?
No, they're talking about my Lion King sweatshirt. Yes, it is a Lion King sweatshirt. And at the bottom, it says Hakuna Matata.
Oh, I thought they were talking about Rashida.
No, it's really my shirt. It's my Lion King shirt. It's my birthday shirt. Today's not my birthday, but I wore my birthday.
What you think about Chrissy and Scar party. Kind of the same. The way she was creeping in, you know. Like.
She did.
Wow. Maybe. She was a little too slow for Scar, though.
She was wild.
Scar's got that creep when he was trying to get a...
I'm not about to be comparing these two.
Let's talk about
it. It's
the Little Mermaid. Okay, that bitch is Ursula. She wins. That's what the fuck she is. So Cisco has a kid too, apparently.
He had a baby when they were together. They're supposed to be together.
And then we get Amina stressed out because the baby's too small.
I'm just saying because
that's real life, and that's really sad. That's ridiculous. Like,
well, stop hanging with
me. Stop putting yourself in stressful situations.
Break up with your man.
How do you leave your man when you're pregnant? That's tough.
Bye. The same way he left you at home for a week.
He don't be at the crib.
He don't be home. Guys, he doesn't live there. He's been sleeping at Tara's house because it's going to come out when he's gone for a week where he really is. Mm-hmm. He's over there.
Yeah.
Beating it down. No, he ain't beating it down. He's beating it down.
Yeah.
Raw. I mean, we saw Yandy gave her the condom. She was like, honey.
And she didn't say, ew. She was like, girl. And then they hugged and embraced. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then we get Tara vacationing with Peter.
We're going on a vacation together.
They're going to drive down to Myrtle Beach.
For the kids. It's for the kids.
And then some guy tells Erica that Sin was with a dude, and Erica and Sin go in on each other.
Oh, but, you know, now when Sin actually wants to move away from you and she does something, now it's all wrong. But when you fuck up, it's fine.
Because Erica is a dude.
True.
Dudes could cheat, do everything they want to do, hurt you in all kinds of ways. You find a nun, and a dude is crushed.
It's true.
Pissed off.
On that note.
God damn these people, I can't. On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia. Also, one of my line sisters wrote a book called I Love My Sisters, the children's book. I'm going to Instagram about it, so please support her and her book, guys. If you have kids in your life, please buy the book.
I Love My Sister by who?
Maisha Jackson.
Boom.
At Sensei Don't Play.
Yes, Instagram and Twitter at I Am More Fire.
Stop.
Until next week, same time, same place. And thanks for chatting with us live. Make sure you guys do next week, Monday at 9 p.m. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.